Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on humility and being lenient to the believers, today we do two short ahadith on the humility displayed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person has got humility in him, then he gives consideration, gives regard, a person gives some type of recognition to every person. He's walking on the street, he sees some children, he'll greet the children. He sees the guard outside, he'll greet the guard. He'll sometime come to the masjid, he'll see the muazzin, he'll give respect to the muazzin of the masjid. He won't just ignore all the people. Sometimes it happens a person's mind is preoccupied, that is different. It's a normal situation where a person has got humility in him. He'll greet everyone, he'll smile with everyone, he'll meet everyone. He's not looking to see what the bank balance of every person is before he meets the person. He's not looking to see what level, what position a person holds in any corporation before he greets him. Every single person he gives regard to. So this was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we'll see in today's hadith. That even children, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not normal children, one is our own children. One is the children of our family members. They are close to us automatically because of lineage, because of some type of relationship, or sometimes it may be a child of a wealthy person. Even the children of slaves, like how we would say in our understanding, the maid's children or the garden boy's child, even that type of child, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give consideration, give time, give love for. So this was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Anasin radiallahu anhu, anna marra ala sibyanin fasallama alayhim. وقال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعله متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator of this hadith. He was a young boy, approximately age of 9 till the age of 19. He stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He made khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he was so affected by the life, the style, the mannerism, the characteristic, the love displayed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even later on in his life he'd do something and explained that I only did this because I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing this. What a teacher that must have been. That he just seen it and he says that's enough for me to practice upon. So anyway, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, who is the narrator of this hadith, he passed by some children and he greeted them. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu saw some children and he greeted the children. And then he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do this. He would greet the children also. So therefore he greeted the children. Imagine that was a time and age when they would not only do all sorts of evil and vice things. There was no love, there was no raham in the heart in the time of Jahiliyyah, that they would even bury the daughters alive. No love, but daughters alive. And here a person comes and he's taking out time to greet children. So can you imagine what a great achievement, what great love, what a Nabi that must have been. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزور الأنصار فيسلم على سبيانهم ويمسح برؤوسهم ويدعو لهم. Rasulullah, in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit the Ansar. This hadith explaining what interaction he had with the children. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit the Ansar. He would greet the children of the Ansar and he would gently stroke their heads and make dua for them. Gently stroke the heads of the children and he make dua for the children. Wa an Anasin radiallahu anhu qal, in kanatil amatu min ima'il madina lata'khudhu biyadin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فتنطلق به حيث شاءت رواه البخاري. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that any of the children of the little slave girls of Medina, in other words, the children of the slaves, any of the little slave girls, I'll give an example of the children of our maids or the children of the boys that work for us, the workers that are there for us, the children, how much of consideration, time, appreciation, love we show them. Now here is a slave, one step even further than a person's worker or employee. Slave, in that time, slaves also had no level or no status, no real status. But Islam brought about love, Islam about Muhammad, encouraging the freeing of slaves and treating the slaves well to such an extent that what you clothe also, you clothe your slaves with. What you eat also, you should feed your slaves with. Anything that, or many of the problems, any jinayat, any type of sin a person committed, compensation for that, not any type, but certain type of sins that a person has committed, the compensation for that is freeing of slaves. So anyway, Islam had given a great amount of respect to slaves at a time when they were just treated as commodities. Commodities, not basically you can buy them, sell them, they have no rights of their own, etc. But look at the respect and love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed slaves. And not only that, the children of the slaves, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that if any little slave girl, small slave girl of Madina Sharif would hold the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take him wherever she liked. She'd hold the hand and take him wherever she liked. She could take him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't object to the child taking him anywhere, to show that child that love, that muhabbat, that respect. Allah Ta'ala give us also that. They may look like simple qualities, but they have a great impact and a great effect. It only comes from a person that has got humility, that has got time, that makes time for people and doesn't think too much of himself or herself. So if these qualities come into our lives, then see how enjoyable the society will become. The children and the adults all will be able to speak to each other, talk to each other. Nowadays there's a big gap between the seniors and the children. Therefore the children go their own way and the adults are going their own way. Is this gap is found there. And in time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bridged that gap by showing the children love and the children showing the elders respect. So if this is found in a community, then you'll find that it'll be a great identification, great relationship, great type of love and bonding between those that are senior and those that are junior. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, as we know today is Friday. Should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and come early for the Jummah salah. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf, especially in this times of fitna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it like a tasbih. The tasbih is broken, then you'll find bead after bead after bead starts falling, and falling at a speed. At this time and age, we're seeing daily there different fitnas that are lashing the ummah. So therefore, one of the protections we are given is Suratul Kahf. We should ensure that we recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also that today is Friday, recite Suratul Kahf, and try and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah, engaging in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.